Hello, 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 and welcome to radio.dominican.edu. This is your host, DJ Smooth, and you are listening to Raider Rage on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for tuning in. So today's show, we'll be talking about recapping yesterday's game against the San Diego Chargers. In the next segment, we'll be talking about if the Raiders are going to go 0-16, so we'll preview the schedule and see if they can actually win a game that's left on their schedule. And then next, in the last segment, we'll talk previewing the game about this Thursday's game against the Kansas City Chiefs. So let's get right into it. So again, unfortunately, the Raiders lost. Nothing new. It was a tough one. The Raiders are now 0-10. They lost to the San Diego Chargers 6-13. And it was a sloppy game. I'm not going to lie. I was watching it. I was angry. My roommate saw me. I came in the room just screaming, angry. And it was sloppy. First possession of the game, the Raiders fumble the ball and they turn it over, and San Diego gets the ball in short field and scores a touchdown, which end up being the decision maker of the game. Only touchdown scored in the game. But other than that, it was the Raiders were playing toe-to-toe and competing with the San Diego Chargers, who are fighting for a playoff spot. And honestly, like, I was watching the game. I don't think the San Diego Chargers are that good. Anyway, I was like, if you can't beat the 0-9 Raiders, and if you can't blow them out in your own stadium, then you're obviously not that good and you deserve to be the playoffs. But back to the Raiders, it was just sloppy. The offense, again, was lackluster, wasn't running the ball. Like, that's just been the same story this year, getting no production from the running game. Derek Carr looked lost at times. He was getting pressured. He did avoid sacks, but still, some bad decisions. He could have made better decisions. Some passes he could have made better throws. Like, for earlier in the game, he had, I think it was Andre Holmes, who was wide open, and Derek Carr threw a ball that was at his feet. Yeah, Andre Holmes made the catch, but because he had to come back for the ball, he couldn't get the first down on the critical third down in the first quarter. And again, the Raiders were horrible on third down. They were 3-15. That's garbage. That is no wonder why you're the worst team in the league right now. If you can't convert on third down, then you don't deserve to be considered a good team. Also, again, the running game was just not there. Not there. They only had 71 rushing yards on 19 attempts. And thank God for Latavius Murray, who had 4 carries, 43 yards. And like I've been saying before, I don't understand why Murray's not getting more carries than McFadden and Maurice Jones-Drew, because he has something to prove, where McFadden and Maurice Jones-Drew already had success in the NFL. And yeah, they may say, like, oh, we want to, you know, prove ourselves that we're still capable of playing this league. Some of it's kind of a lie, because obviously they've shown that they can't bring it anymore in the league. Yeah, they haven't got as much carries as they want to, but you got a second year running back who hasn't proven anything, that wants to prove something, waiting. I don't understand why the coaches, the offensive coordinator and Greg Olsen, are not putting Latavius Murray and giving him more touches. Honestly, he should be starting, because he's shown what he can do. He got 4 carries for 43 yards. And the longest rush was 23 yards for him. So he deserves more touches than any of the running backs. Michael Rivera, the tight end, had a nice game. He had 3 receptions for 40 yards. His longest was the 33-yard one. But again, it was a lackluster performance by the Raiders, by both teams. It was just a really sloppy game. It was one of the sloppiest games I've seen in a while. And trust me, I've seen some sloppy games because I watched the Raiders. Raider fans know what I'm talking about. But It was just bad. It was really bad. And that's been the story of our year. It's just bad football. The offense did nothing. No, but they only put 6 points up on the board. And if you want to win games, you got to put up more than 6 points. You got to score touchdowns, not score field goals. It was bad. The defense played stellar again. They had a fantastic game. They were putting pressure on Rivers. Stopped San Diego's running game. Yeah, they ran for 120 yards, but it took 32 attempts. So that's good. Penalties killed the Raiders again. That the turnover is the one that lost it for the Raiders, other than the offense playing like crap. But that's just been the story for the Raiders the whole year. The offense is not producing as it should be. I was talking to my roommate about it. I was like, if the Raiders offense was a little more decent and got a little more production from the running game, we would be a better team. We wouldn't be 0-10. We would probably be, 4-6 or 5-5, not at the bottom of the league, being the laughing stock, basically. And it's really frustrating because every week I watch the games and it's the same story. It's the same thing. It's been the same thing. And you think every week that they're going to change or they're going to finally get it and it's going to get through the head that they got to do things differently, and it doesn't. Like, they've only got 9 first downs throughout the whole game. 9 first downs. Only had 3 in the first half. 3 first downs with 5 punts. And the Raiders lead the leagues in 3 and outs. They get no time, but they got the Chargers had more possession of the ball by more than 10 minutes than the Raiders did. So it's getting to that point where, you're looking at the schedule, and we'll get into this later, but you're looking at the schedule and you don't know if the Raiders are going to win any games because the season's coming to the end. There's 6 more games left, and this might be a winless season. And you're just getting, I'm getting to that point where, when are they finally going to get it together? And it's unfortunate because I look at this team and I feel I think they have more talent than being 0-10. And that's what's the most frustrating part about it. Like, they should be winning games like this against the San Diego Chargers or games against the Houston Texans, New York Jets, other teams we played lately. I don't even know. But it's just, that they can win these games, and they don't because they beat themselves, basically. And that's been the story the last couple of seasons, not just this year, but the last couple of seasons, that the Raiders beat themselves. Penalties, turnovers, not playing as a team, stupid mistakes. I'm to that point when are they going to figure it out? Derek Carr, 16 for 34, 172 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. They're just putting too much pressure on Derek Carr. He can't be throwing 30, 40, 50 times a game. He's a rookie. He shouldn't be asked to do that. He should have a solid running game, and because the Raiders don't have one of the worst running games in the last 70 years, he's being asked to throw the ball 40 times, and you're not going to win like that. And that's why the Raiders, also another reason why the Raiders haven't won, because they're asking a rookie quarterback who has little experience in the league and little experience in big time games, because Derek Carr didn't come from a big conference in college. He came from a small conference that was more up tempo, more, spread offense, not stuff like that. And he's being asked, he did it in college, but in the NFL, it's a way different. It's way different than the MAC or wherever the West Coast Conference. It's way different talent, because just think about it. Think of there's not a lot of players that come out of the West Coast Conference that are big time superstars in the NFL. It's more like the SEC, Pac-12, Big Ten, Big 12 stuff, conferences like that, not small conferences like the West Coast Conference. And Derek Carr's not saying that he shouldn't be out there playing with this type of talented players, but he hasn't had a lot of experience with players as talented as this. And he needs support, and he's not getting that from some of his receivers or the running backs. And it must be frustrating for the defense, who's, you know, playing well and giving the offense opportunities to win games, where every time the defense gets a big stop or doesn't allow the opponent to convert on third down and doesn't allow them to do that, it must be frustrating when the offense gets on the field, it's another three and out, and the defense can't rest and has to go back out there. And I would be frustrated too. I get it. I totally get what the defense might be thinking, what the defense might be going through. Talking about the defense, they were just, again, they were great. Fantastic. They were putting pressure on Phillip Rivers, and he was getting frustrated. You could tell Rivers finished the game with 193 yards with a touchdown. He was sacked twice, once by Antonio Smith and once by Khalil Mack, the rookie who got his first sack yesterday. And it's good to see him because, you know, Khalil Mack's one of the best pass rushers in the game, and he's proven that even as a rookie, that he's a bright spot in this Raiders defense, on this Raiders team, I should say. And you can tell that he's going to be a big cornerstone for this Raiders team down the line in the future. And even though I've been giving Derek Carr a hard time, he's also shown that he's a cornerstone for the Raiders' future as well. So they got some two guys to build around on both sides of the ball, and that's great. But talking about this year, Khalil Mack has played better, and he's impressed more than what Derek Carr has. And I know it's kind of like the comparing them is kind of way out of line because, you know, Derek Carr is a quarterback and he's not getting a lot of help on the offense. And, you know, Khalil Mack he only has to do one thing, and that's get to the quarterback. But it's been proven that, you know, Khalil Mack is not just, as has been said around the league, that he's not just one of the best player on the Raiders team, but one of the best players in general in the whole league. The corners, the secondary for the Raiders also played great. They've been stepping up. DJ Hayden, even though he's been getting some criticism lately, he's been stepping it up. TJ Carey played great. Terrell Brown played great. Charles Woodson, of course, he's just had a great year overall. Brandon Ross made some good tackles, good plays. Who else? CeeDee Moore, Justin Ellis. Just the front seven's been playing fantastic lately. Just fantastic. They've been getting pressure on the outside, on the inside. They've been stopping the run. It's just they need production from the offense. They need production from the offense, and that's just – they're just not getting that. It's not getting that. And that's the problem right now. It's just the offense is lackluster. It's just – they can't move the ball. And when they decide to move the ball and decide to play, they run out of time. There's not enough time to come back. Like the last drive, the Raiders – had a chance to win the game, but it was kind of too late. There was 11 seconds left, and they had to throw a Hail Mary. So it's really unfortunate watching games like this where you know you should win or where you have a chance to win, but you don't end up doing it. And, you know, I'm kind of getting sick and tired. I'm not probably the only one, but Raider fans alike are sick and tired of losing and watching games like this where we know we should win games like this. Where we know deep down in our gut that we should win and the Raiders end up failing. That's been probably the key word for a whole year is failing. So hopefully things can turn around. next week against the Kansas City Chiefs, or I mean this Thursday actually soon against the Kansas City Chiefs. Hopefully we can get the first victory, but we don't know. The schedule looks tough. And we'll talk about that more in depth after this break. So this is Raider Rage. I am DJ Smoove, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
For me, for me, for me.
Welcome back to Raider Rage. This is DJ Smooth, and you are listening to Raider Rage here on the one and only radio.dominican.edu. A little quick fun fact for Raider fans out there. Today has been, today marks our 1 year anniversary since our last win against the Houston Texans last year, 28-23. So, you know, got to celebrate something. Got to celebrate something, you know. It's been a tough year. It's been a tough year out there for us. So, you know, round of applause. We got something to celebrate about. But, yeah. So, it's been a year since the last Raider victory. 15 consecutive losses if you want to jump back into last year. Longest streak in the NFL. So, anyway, so hopefully we win a game this year. That's all I want. If long it's one, I don't want to go 0-16. If we can just pull one out, I'll be happy. I would. But looking at the remaining schedule, it's going to be tough because all the teams the Raiders have to play are fighting for a playoff spot. There is no team that we play that is as bad as us. We got Kansas City this Thursday at home. Kansas City just beat the Seattle Seahawks yesterday. I don't want to say dismantle them, but they did control most of that game. I was watching it. Jamal Charles had a great game. Alex Smith was looking good. The Kansas City's defense is looking good. So got Kansas City twice, remaining twice. We got them this Thursday and then again on Sunday, December 14th in Kansas City. So that's going to be a tough game, or two tough games right there. The Raiders got to play the Broncos one more time. And we all know what the Broncos do to us. It's not even a competition. Yeah, the Raiders were up 10-6 at one point last game against the Broncos, but then it ended up 41-17. Yeah, we got Kansas City this Thursday, and we'll talk about more of that game in the next segment, so we'll just skip that game. We got, after Kansas City Thursday, we get a week and a half to prepare for the St. Louis Rams, who are no joke. Yeah, they don't have Sam Bradford, their starting quarterback, but they have a good running game with Trey Mason. Their defense, their front seven is considered one of the best in football. They get pressure on the quarterback. They just beat the Broncos 22-7 at home yesterday. So they're no joke. St. Louis is a good team. So that's going to be a tough game. Plus, the Raiders have to fly to St. Louis. And we all know about the Raiders and flying in the east direction. They don't play well. They haven't won a game. I know St. Louis isn't considered an East Coast game because it's not. It's in the Midwest, but Raiders traveling to the Midwest or the East, they don't play well. That's just the Raiders. They don't play well at all. So that's going to be a tough game against St. Louis. And plus, if the offense can't run the ball, the St. Louis defense might just eat the Raiders' offense alive. They just might just munch on them. Then after the St. Louis game, it doesn't get any easier. The Raiders are at home against the San Francisco 49ers. And San Francisco is in a tough spot because they're battling out with Seattle to get a playoff spot. The Cardinals are 8-1 or 8-2 or something like that. And they're the class of the NFC West. And so San Francisco is fighting for a wild card spot, and there's a lot of teams in the NFC fighting for a wild card spot. So, you know, San Francisco is trying to win out the remaining of their schedule, so that's going to be a tough game. And plus, the Raiders are going to have, I think, feel like they're going to have some problems with Colin Kaepernick, who can not only throw the ball, but he can run and do things with his feet and create plays. And so the Raiders are going to have to do what they did to Russell Wilson and have to contain Colin Kaepernick. Also, the San Francisco's defenses, again, like St. Louis and like Kansas City, have been playing great as of late. And that's the problem with the Raiders. These last six games, they're not playing weak defenses. They're playing solid defenses. Kansas City has a solid defense, and the Raiders got to play them twice. St. Louis, again, like I said, has a solid defense. San Francisco has a solid defense. Even Buffalo has a good defense. And, of course, you know, Denver, who with the two outside pass rushers in Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware. So the Raiders are not going up against nobodies. They're going against the cream of the crop. They're going against one of the best teams in the league. So it's going to be a challenge. It's not going to be easy. Our first win is not going to be an easy one. We're going to have to really work for it. Or like really, really work for it. And it's scary because I'm looking at the schedule and there's a strong chance that the Raiders go 0-16. Like, if they really wanted to go 0-16, they should have won one of their first four games because it's just brutal. This schedule is brutal. I'm looking at it up and down, even from, like, the beginning. The worst team we've played was the New York Jets, and that was week one. And week one really kind of doesn't count because everyone's just trying to figure out what's going on. But, yeah, the worst team the Raiders have played this year are the New York Jets. Other than that, they played Houston, who's fighting for a playoff spot. New England's one of the best teams right now. Miami's fighting for a playoff spot. San Diego, Arizona, probably the best team in the league. Cleveland, Seattle. All the teams the Raiders played are fighting for a playoff spot besides the Jets, who are as bad as the Raiders. No wonder why it was a close game. Anyway, back to the schedule. So after the Niners, the Raiders have to fly to Kansas City, and the Raiders always play well in Arrowhead Stadium. They put up a big fight. Even last year when Kansas City was like undefeated, the Raiders with Terrell Pryor as a quarterback did put up a good fight against the Kansas City Chiefs. And, you know, the Chiefs and Raiders don't like each other, so, you know, it's going to be an entertaining game. There's a lot of bad blood between these two teams. The Raiders got to contain Jamaal Charles, and that's what they got to do tomorrow. I mean, Thursday against the Chiefs. So that's going to be a tough one. Arrowhead's always a tough place to play, but the Raiders do, like I said, play well there. And then after the Kansas City game, they're at home for their last home game against the Buffalo Bills, who are no joke. The Buffalo Bills are no joke. They're fighting for a wild card spot in the crowded AFC. I really haven't watched the Bills, but I've, you know, the only thing I do know about, again, is their defense. Their defense is way better than their offense. And I feel like the Raiders can pull that one out. Because it is a home game, first of all, and believe it or not, the Raiders do play better at home. I just feel like the Raiders defense will contain the Buffalo Bills offense, because I feel like the Buffalo Bills offense, they really don't have a quarterback. I don't know who, it's either EJ Manuel or Kyle Orton, but I feel the Raiders defense will have success against the Bills offense during that game. And I can see him winning. It's going to be I'm not going to say the Raiders are going to blow him out, because the Raiders don't have the talent or not capable of blowing anyone out, because it's just the Raiders. It's just their life. It's their story. They can be up 28-0 at halftime, but barely win 31-28 at the end of the game. That's just how it is. That's how it's been the last couple of years. But I can see the Raiders winning that game. It's going to be a hard-fought game, like all the last couple of games have been since Tony Sparano has took over as head coach. All these games, besides the Denver one, have been all hard-fought games. It's been close. The Raiders have had a chance to win. And actually, talking about the Denver game, the Raiders, if they didn't mess up and didn't make the mistake and could tackle a running back in the backfield, the Raiders could have, you know, kept the game close and not let things get out of hand. And then after the Buffalo game, the Raiders' last game, December 28th, they have to go to Denver. That can be... No, I don't want to get my hopes up by saying this, but hopefully, you know, Denver rests its players and maybe put in the backup so the Raiders can actually have a chance to win. But I don't see that happening. Denver's trying to get that number one seed, that number one spot, against the Patriots and trying to get that first round bye and home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So I feel like Peyton Manning's probably going to play. But yeah, just looking at it, the NFL really did the Raiders dirty this year. They really did, because all the team, like I said, all the teams that the Raiders have played against, besides the New York Jets, are all playoff potential teams. Houston, New England, Miami, San Diego, Arizona, Cleveland, Seattle, Denver, Kansas City, St. Louis, Buffalo, San Francisco. It's just the Raiders got no break. They just played playoff team after playoff team. No wonder why they're 0-10. Besides the fact that their offense is really bad. Look at the Raiders rushing it. They averaged 63 yards rushing. Last in the NFL. 25th in passing. Total offense. They're ranked dead last in total offense. It hurts. It really does. It hurts. They know. People know it hurts. It even hurts more when, like, people, like, rub it in and talk about the Raiders and say how bad they suck. But, yeah, just the NFL really did the Raiders dirty. They did them. The season started and they were talking about, they rank who has the toughest schedules and the Raiders had the number one toughest schedule. But I was like, you know, they say that now, but, teams don't perform as well as they did last year. It's just the fact. That's just the NFL. So I was like, I'm not really even tripping about it. I'm not worrying about it. It's not going to be a big deal. But, God, they were right. They were right. Look, it's just after the Jets, it's just been playoff team after playoff team. It's really bad. They really did them dirty. It's really bad. Like, why can't the NFL just give us the break 1 year? Just give us a break 1 year. They knew we were rebuilding. They knew we weren't going to be as good. Why do they have to give us the toughest schedule? Why? You know, if Al Davis was alive, he would probably petition this. He would. He would probably take the NFL to court because they just gave us a brutal schedule. And it's not like the Raiders' three games out of the Raiders' first four games were all on the East Coast. We had one in New York. They had one in New England. And then they had week four against the Dolphins, but in London. So, yeah, the NFL did the Raiders dirty. And I bet you they don't feel bad about it. They really don't. God. But the question is, can the Raiders pull out a victory? And I'm looking at it right now. I don't know. There's going to have to be that one game where everything clicks and they just pull out a surprise victory. I feel like the Raiders can win one of the two games against Kansas City. Like, that's a possibility. St. Louis is probably our best bet, but I don't know. I don't see that happening because the Raiders have to fly to St. Louis and play there. Buffalo, that's probably our second best bet, but this might be a shocker and all, but I'm looking at the San Francisco game and I can see the Raiders making some noise in that game. I can see the Raiders shocking a couple people, shocking the world, and beating the 49ers. I really can. Because I know lately the San Francisco 49ers have not been playing up to their capability. And I could see the Raiders, you know, just getting the Niners on a bad day and pulling a victory out. And that's what's going to have to happen for the Raiders to win. They're going to have to get a team on a bad day, on one of their bad days, and pull out a victory. It's sad to say. I know it's sad to say, but I think that's the only way the Raiders win this year. Cause it's horrible. It is really horrible who they have to play. It's just tough. They get no breaks. They have had no breaks this all. The Raiders' best chance to win was week one. Other than that, it's been just 15 games of hell. Just straight hell. Well, we'll see. We will see. So, that's the question. Can the Raiders win? Can the Raiders win? It's been a year since our last victory. At least we got something to celebrate about. But when we get back, we'll talk preview the game against this Thursday on primetime against the Kansas City Chiefs. This is Raider Rage, and you are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we all are the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. Wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin. Thank you.
daughter King. They say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La la la. Ride a white man in the footsteps of doom, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems.
Short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful. Be there in what it all comes down to. Is it everything's gonna be fine? I've got one hand in my pocket, and the other one is giving a high five. Well, I feel drunk, but I'm sober. I'm young and I'm underpaid. I'm tired, but I'm working, yeah. I care, but I'm restless. I'm here, but I'm really gone. I'm wrong and I'm sorry, baby. And what it all comes down to is that everything's gonna be quite alright. 'Cause I've got
Welcome back to Raider Rage. I am DJ Smooth here. It's a beautiful day here in San Rafael, here at Dominican. Quick reminder, like always, tune in Friday at 12:30 here on radio.dominican.edu and listen to Penguin Press Pass. Real students, real news. We hear the DJs of radio.dominican.edu cover the topics about national news, Bay Area Marin news, world news, sports, all types of different things. So be sure to tune in. I think, yeah, that's going to be our last Penguin Press Pass for this semester. So it's going to be the grand finale. So, you know, tune in. Don't miss out. Again, 12:30, Penguin Press Pass here on radio.dominican.edu. So final segment. Let's jump into this. So the Raiders play the Kansas City Chiefs Thursday night in Oakland. Primetime game. National game. Everyone's going to be watching. Everyone's going to see, oh, how bad is this Raiders team? And they'll find out this Thursday at 5:25. So they're playing against the Kansas City Chiefs, whose offense is mainly running the ball. They're fourth in rushing. They average 141 yards rushing the ball. So, you know, they're a run-first team. They rank almost 31st in passing. That's worse than us. So, you know, we got to – at least we're better at something. Yeah. So, the Raiders are going to have to stop the run. That's what they're going to have to do. And they have been doing that lately against, you know, Marshawn Lynch. They really didn't – he didn't have, like, a big breakout game when the Raiders played Seattle. Just, you know, Jamar Charles has had a lot of success against the Raiders, and that's the only thing that's scaring me. The Raiders are going to have to contain him. Plain and simple. That's going to be the main defensive game point for the Raiders. That's going to be their objective. Stop Jamal Charles and limit the success of the Kansas City's running game. Make Alex Smith beat you. Because, you know, Alex Smith's been labeled as a game manager throughout his whole career, even with the 49ers when he had success with them, that he's a game manager, and he doesn't have that elite status to beat you by himself with his arm. So have him prove that. Have him prove you wrong, and have him try to beat you with his arm. Defensively, not if this matters at all, but Kansas City's running defense is one of the worst in the league. They're ranked 25th in opponents' rushing yards against the opponent's run. But the thing is, the Raiders can't run the ball, so that kind of cancels itself out. It's just they offset because the Raiders, again, can't run the ball. They're the worst running team in the league and have one of the worst rushing averages in the last 70 years. I didn't even know that was possible. I didn't even know football was around 70 years ago. That's back when the dinosaurs used to play. But anyway, the Raiders are going to hopefully have some success running the ball. Hopefully, but, you know, I say that every week and it's the same thing, so. The Raiders won't run well this game, and maybe things will change. But the thing that scares me is because now that I'm looking here at the stats, the Chiefs' defense ranks first against the pass. And that's not good because that's all what the Raiders do. That's their whole offense. They just throw the ball. So I don't know if we're going to have any success throwing the ball because we're going against the best pass defense in the league. So, it's going to be tough, but the offense has to produce this game. Has to produce. They got to start putting points. They got to get to a fast start, and they got to put points on the board. 6 points is not going to cut it. Kansas City just beat the Seattle Seahawks 24-20, and they outplay them the whole game. And the Raiders didn't outplay the Seahawks, and they lost to the Seahawks. It's going to be tough. Like I said in last segment, all these games on the Raiders' remaining schedule are going to be tough. It's going to be a hard-fought battle each game. And it's going to be tough, and I don't know if the Raiders are going to win or not, but the Raiders got to put themselves in positions to win. And when they do put themselves in those positions, they got to execute and convert and, you know, take advantage of those opportunities and being in those positions. But again, I don't know what's going to happen. Because hopefully the Raiders have only been in these last couple of games is because of the defense. So the Raiders need the defense to be playing great this Thursday. And the thing that scares me is that we played Thursday and we have a short week to prepare for the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, they're in our division, and yes, we're familiar with what they like to do, but being 0-10 and having a short week to prepare for one of the best teams not in your just in your division, but in the conference, it's tough. So the Raiders cannot let Jamaal Charles just run all over him like he did last year. Because remember, he had like 6 touchdowns in 1 game against the Raiders last year. And they can't let him do that. And usually they're good against Jamaal. Usually they contain him, but that one just last year, that wasn't the case. And you know he's licking his chops every time he sees the Raiders on the schedule. He sees the Raiders come into the game again because he knows that he's had success, like major success before, like his historic success against the Raiders. So we'll see. It's a primetime game. Thursday, 5:25 at the Odo.co Coliseum here in Oakland. It's going to be a fight. It really is. But hopefully the Raiders catch the Chiefs on a bad day. And that's what the Raiders got to pray for, because the Raiders, believe it or not, you probably believe it, but they don't have, it hurts to say, but they don't have the talent. They don't have the talent to match with the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs just have a lot more talent than the Raiders. It's a sad fact. Sad fact. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. The Raiders are going to play the Chiefs. It's going to be a close game. I don't see the Chiefs blowing out the Raiders. Honestly, if the Raiders do lose, I do see them losing as much as by like 10. I think it's going to be like a touchdown deficit or like maybe a field goal. It'd probably be like a touchdown deficit if the Raiders lose, but if the Raiders win, it'd probably be like a field goal or a 1 point, because, you know, that's how it is when the Raiders win. It's dramatic. It's, yeah, the story of our lives. But anyway, so Raiders play Kansas City this Thursday at 8:25 on the NFL Net. 8:25 Eastern on the NFL Network. So tune into that game. It's a national televised game. Big time game. So the nation's going to see how bad the Raiders are. So hopefully they don't embarrass us, Raider fans. Maybe they actually put up a good fight. Give ourselves a good name. Running out of time here. So see you next week. And next week will probably be my last show for the semester. So I just want to thank you guys again for tuning in every week and supporting me. So this is Raider Rage. I am DJ Smooth, and you have a great day. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Music drags me in, it makes me